So, hallo ihr Lieben, schön, dass ihr heute wieder mit dabei seid bei einem neuen Podcast. Wer mich noch nicht kennt, mein Name ist Nadine. Ich lebe und reise für gewöhnlich im Wohnmobil, aktuell lebe ich aber mit meiner Familie in einem Airbnb. Ja, wir reisen seit fast 6 Jahren durch die Gegend. Darum geht's auf unserem Instagram-Kanal und auf unserem YouTube-Kanal. Wer möchte, schaut da gerne mal rein, da haben wir super viel Content. Ja, aber jetzt erstmal zur Sache. In der heutigen Podcast-Folge soll es um das Thema Streit gehen. Das ist bei mir und Alex ein super, super, super großes Thema. Vor allem seit die kleine Raven da ist, geraten wir doch sehr oft aneinander und ja, es schreitet oft ja ziemlich aus. Also wir streiten uns mehr als vorher, oder?
No,
you think we?
We kind of always been fighting.
Yeah, but for me it feels like we're fighting more since she's here, or more intense at least.
No, I wouldn't say more intense. I mean, we've been having quite intense fights even before baby girl came.
That's true, yes. Yeah. For me, like, you can have a different feeling about it. For me it feels like it's more.
Yeah.
Yeah, or maybe it just takes harder on me because I have a lot of hormones.
Could be.
I don't know. But it feels so much more for me. And yeah, für mich ist es halt gerade so ein Auf und Ab der Gefühle mit dem Streit. Das ist für mich ziemlich, yeah, it's hard for me at the moment with all that fighting.
Yeah, it takes on me as well. I mean, I don't really enjoy fighting with you that intense and often, but it's slightly stressful with everything around and stuff like that. And it's not just because of baby girl, I think it's because we try to plan in so much in our lives as well, and everything just feels very stressful at the moment.
That's true. Ja, das stimmt. Zurzeit ist bei uns halt auch sehr viel los, gerade diese ganzen Vorbereitungen. Oh, für die Zukunft oder was die Zukunft angeht, vieles ist so ein bisschen ungewiss und like, we're not sure about everything.
I mean, it's a lot of here and there in our plannings, and we wanted to go to one place in the world, and then we started to do research, and we kind of planned in everything to come there, and then it turned out that it's maybe not the best option for us, and then we needed to look up another place in the world that we was like, yeah, this is maybe better for us, and it's just here and there with everything we try to plan, and it always been like that.
Yeah, but at the moment, because everything around like is a little bit crazy at the moment, so it feels
more.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. It's.
Yeah, it's not that easy.
No, and it's like you said earlier as well. It's intense because of baby girl as well. You know, because it's so much to focus on around everything that we try to focus on as well. So everything is just.
She needs a lot of attention.
Of course, it's a baby, but it takes on both you and me. And like, you try to work, I try to take care of baby girl, and she is not happy with me because she wants mommy. And
yeah.
Mommy can't work, and mommy gets frustrated, and it just gets into a very stressful situation. And that leads into huge fights between us because we can't really communicate in stressful situations with each other.
Yes, we have huge problems. Like, when I want to work, and of course, in that moment, doesn't really matter if it's morning, noon, evening. In that moment, when I decide I want to work now, then she gets upset about it. And then I have to be there for her. This is stressing me out, and we start to fight. Ja, das sind solche blöden Momente aktuell, weil es halt doch schwierig ist, alles unter einen Hut zu kriegen. She's 3 months there now and we're not really, like, we don't have a regular schedule to everything.
No.
because it's up and down with her.
Yeah, I mean, one day she can fall asleep like 8 o'clock and sleep through the whole night. Next day she can fall asleep like 11:30 in the night and sleep through the whole night. So so we never know how to plan out our days or evenings or anything, because everything is randomly. And I think that takes on us as well, that we can't really follow a schedule that we try to have for ourselves.
Yeah, we try. But if it doesn't work out, everyone gets frustrated and you and me start fighting so much. Because it just doesn't work how you want, how I want.
And yeah.
Everybody has their needs between, that needs, like, that want to be satisfied at one point. And if we don't manage that, we get high up, look for
stupid reasons to fight.
Yeah. And that's probably our biggest issue here.
Yeah, I mean, I've been thinking like that our biggest issue mostly is that we have very hard to listen to each other and can't really deal with each other's feelings, because we think each other's feelings is more provocating and actually try to listen to it.
Yeah, it's also a problem where we try to listen to each other, but somehow, at some point, it doesn't really work because we have our own issues trying to fight with that. And then there's someone else, and everything just comes together. It's a lot, at least in my head.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that easy for me to figure out what's going on in your head. And I guess it comes like the same way around to me, that you can't always figure out what goes around in my head, even that we try to communicate it, and it gets misunderstandings, and it gets provocations, and I feel provocated that you that I have the feeling that you don't listen to me, and the other way around, I guess.
Yeah, and I start to cry.
And that feels very provocated for me, because I just try to explain how I feel, and then she getting upset about stuff that I maybe say in a very rude way, and she feels like I'm provocating, but actually I just want to get my feelings out.
Yeah, I hate that. Like, for me, it feels in that moment like you would provocate me with purpose so badly. But I mean, I know you don't want me to start screaming and fighting, but in that moment, I don't really think like that. In that moment, I just go high up and want to pretty much protect myself, like, you know, getting up all the barriers and try to push you away so nothing worse happens. But exactly that is probably my mistake.
Yeah, my mistake is that getting high up and getting like angry and using a lot of aggressions in words.
Yeah, it's always, and I'm not used to fight like that. I'm used to fight like in a more calm way. Like, I'm screaming, but normally the other person is calm, so I'm not used to someone screaming back to me. Like, yeah. And when I get stuff back like that, and for me it's hard to take, because normally I have the upper hand. I'm used to that because I'm very good with words. But since we're not communicating in my or your mother tongue, so I think that's also a thing that
can lead into a lot of misunderstandings and feeling easily provocated.
Yeah, so one of our biggest issues is that we feel provocated by each other, but we don't really mean it in that way. And it's hard to work on that at the moment, at least for me. I try pretty hard, but yeah, with taking care of baby girl pretty much all day long, it's hard to focus on something else.
Lay something in that as well, yeah.
Yeah, and in the evening, I don't really feel like I have much energy to talk.
Me neither. It's just do our evening and pretty much go to bed.
Yeah.
After, like, before Nadine and me could sit and talk for 1-2 hours in the evening, now we're barely spending a half an hour together before it's bedtime.
Yeah, we're just too tired, and we maybe watch something
barely like both of us falling asleep and watching something.
Yeah, the last days or couple of weeks, even you fell asleep with a laptop on. That never happens.
I think it was the night to yesterday. I was laying and watching something, and I woke up that the computer was still standing in front of me in the bed. It's like, haven't barely ever happened that I fall asleep with a computer like that.
We mainly fight in the mornings, because you are tired, and I'm tired too, but I want to get up and just continue the day.
I have huge problems with mornings. I mean, I've been awake since, what, 7:30 whatever this morning?
Half past seven,
pretty much. And now it's almost 10 in the morning, and I'm still tired, and I've been drinking 2 cups of coffee already, so... mornings doesn't work for me. I'm super slow, I'm super tired, I'm super grumpy, I'm super edgy on everything. So mornings, it takes a while, and they've always been like that for me. Mornings don't work good for me. I'm not a morning person.
Yeah, for me that's hard to take, because we just leave everything in the evening, and then it's okay for me to get up. It would be okay if you just continue sleeping, which you do sometimes. But I'm not up for taking care of everything by myself, and that is also one point where we start fighting.
Because I'm telling you, just leave it and I deal with it later. But yeah. It's later, you have kind of hard to accept that.
Very hard, very, very hard. I don't like later.
No, because you're like this. You want everything to be now, now, now. And there is also a scenario where we kind of have misunderstandings for each other. But because when you're coming and saying, oh, this needs to be fixed, this needs to be fixed, this needs to be fixed. For example, when I'm sitting and playing on the Xbox or something, I ask, like, oh, can I sit and play? Because I feel like it's nothing more to do. Baby girl is sleeping or something like that. Or everything is fine with baby girl and stuff. And I feel like, yeah, I can spend a little bit of time in front of the Xbox, you know. And then maybe I'm sitting and playing for 5 minutes, and suddenly you coming, oh, this needs to be done, that needs to be done, and that needs to be done. And it's like, yeah, but you could have choose your moment. I asked you for 5 minutes ago if it's something that needs to be done, and you saying no. And then 5 minutes later, when I'm sitting and playing, you're coming and telling me, like, you have a huge list what needs to be done. And it's like, what? I don't really understand. And there is like where he starts to fight, because I feel annoyed that I ask you if it's something that could be needed to be done, and you said no, so I can play. And suddenly it's this huge list, and I was like,
I didn't know that before. And I'm running through the house or take a look around me, and I see, oh my god, this needs to be done, and there is dirty, and fuck the dishes.
No, it's just it's hard sometimes, because I'm just like, come on, choose your moments. And then it's where I'm throwing out like something stupid, like, yeah, but can't you do it by yourself? You see, I'm sitting and playing, you know, or just let me do this and I deal with it later. And there is, well, she's like, yeah, but it needs to be done now, and blah, 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 blah. It's like, I was just sitting down. Come on, give me a break here, you know.
I'm just like, no.
So they are getting frustrated, because I have to pause the game, and then I have to deal with all this shit. And up on that, baby girls needs to taken care of as well. Yeah. So I have to turn my Xbox off after just 5 minutes of playing, where I ask if it's something else that needed to be done before. So there is a lot of like fighting. I know it's maybe not a huge reason where people see it's necessary to fight, but
we do.
If you would live a day in our lives, you understand that these 5 minutes are precious for you. It's like your break, you can focus on yourself, and then suddenly you need to deal with everything in reality again after just 5 minutes of break, when you thought like, maybe, oh, I can take an hour and a half in my break, you know. But no, suddenly it's a huge list of what needs to be done, and then it's baby girl up on that. So it's where we kind of start to fight a lot as well.
Yeah, we don't really have or figured out a way yet how to communicate that better.
Choose your moments.
Yeah, you do choose your fucking moments.
But when I when I'm fucking asking you, is it okay to play? Can I do
Now I need to interrupt you. I always think in that moment, okay, he started playing now, but basically he could just pause for a second and, I don't know, throw in the laundry, do the dishes, take baby girl to the toilet. Doesn't take that long, and
no.
It's not a big deal for.
But the big, sorry for interrupting you. The biggest deal there is that when I start doing things, you have baby girl, and then when I'm done doing all these things that you ask me for do, for example, do dishes, brush the floor, throwing in laundry in the washing machine or whatever, then you're giving me baby girl, and then you start doing a million other things that leads into me running around with her for hours because you focus on other things. So it's like,
When you have her, then I'm always like, okay, now he has her, now I can do this, just quickly. It just takes a minute more, and 1 minute more, and 1 minute more, and suddenly it's half an hour, and I'm like, oh shit.
And then you continue half an hour more, and I'm just running around there like a fucking idiot with baby girl. It's not like I don't run the running around with my baby girl. I love her, and I love having her close to me.
He does it really, 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 really good, I have to say.
But in some moments, it's just like, for crying out loud, woman, you said 5 minutes and now I've been running around 1.5 hours with the baby girl, and then you're coming and done with your things, and then you start doing a little bit here and a little bit there, and it's just like, feels so provocating for me, and I just like telling you, you said 5 minutes and you will take her, and you're just like, yeah, I just need to do this and this, and it just takes me a minute, and then that minute leads into 45 minutes.
Yeah, it's true, it's absolutely true, and I have nothing to say against that. trying to come up with reasons here, but
so there we kind of start fighting as well, because I'm feeling like,
and I just want to get shit done.
Yeah, I understand you. I don't blame you.
The problem is, as soon as you finish one thing, the next thing pops up. You know, like when I'm cleaning the kitchen, Ella was eating outside and made the next mess that I want to take care of, or whatsoever. Yeah, and we can say mean words here.
It's cool.
A podcast.
Yeah,
it's
cool.
It's
like I say, for me, it feels like shit provocated, because I wanted to do something else. I mean, maybe people don't see, like I said, sitting and playing Xbox is a big deal. But in the daily life we have, as I said, like this,
it's like your cup of coffee in the morning that you want for yourself.
Yeah, it's like this moment for yourself that you can calm down and have a break out of reality. That is why I mean it's important. It's like important for Nadine as well to be able to go out, drink a cup of tea, calm down, maybe answer emails and stuff like that. I understand that as well. It's like her moment for herself where she can focus on something else except the reality around her. But for me, when I'm running around for maybe 2 hours with baby girl and she starts to get very impatient and stuff like that and cry, and it's getting stressful for me to have her and Nadine coming in after like an hour and started doing all this other stuff, and I'm running around with a very upset baby, and it gets very stressful, and I know that the baby girl wants to come to mom to eat or something like that, and then I still have to run around with her for such a long time, and it's just getting more and more and more stressful for me. There is also a reason why we start fighting.
Yeah, it's when I want to do a lot of stuff just to be prepared for the next 2 hours of sitting with her in the bed, because she wants to breastfeed, or 2 hours is a little much, but maybe an hour. She's a very nice girl. She doesn't cause us much stress. I think we
cause more stress for ourselves.
Yes, in that
state, to be honest. Sorry for interrupting.
It's okay. I think we do that to ourselves when I now look at it.
Yeah, no, she just expressing her feelings and her way of being in the way, you know. It's a baby, she can't talk to us, and so she's showing us with a lot. And if we misunderstand what she wants to show us, of course she starts to cry and scream because she maybe thinks we are fucking stupid idiots, you know.
Can't you see? You won't be petty.
I need to shit, I need to pee, come on, you don't listen. Okay, then I'm gonna start screaming and crying, and that often leads into that she pees on us or something like that.
And then there's the next thing we have to take care of that takes time.
But because we're stupid and can't really listen because everything is so stressful around us. So, and then we're getting upset because she getting upset. So it's just so much. And I have to say, it's my first baby I ever been around in that way with. So it's very much impressions for me to try to figure out with her. And it's very stressful sometimes as well to try to figure out, oh, do you need to go to toilet? Do you need to eat? You're screaming in my face for the past 10 minutes and I have no clue what you want.
He's trying really his best, I have to say. He's so good with baby girl. It's like much better than I expected, to be honest. I thought you would be overwhelmed, but you're taking it so good. And I have to say, like you're really helpful. You run around with her so much. You're always taking her when I have to do stuff, and I'm really thankful for that. And at some point, I maybe take that for granted.
Yeah,
So,
but you should be able to take something like that for granted. It's my baby girl.
yeah.
I'm the dad. I should be there equally as much as you should. So
That's
she
also true.
feels like the connection to me is as a part of her protection and her comfort zone as well. So you should be able to take me for granted in situations like
And
that.
sometimes I just feel bad when I like drop her off, like here, take her quickly or whatever, because of I don't know what.
Yeah.
I feel bad about it.
No, don't, because I love spending time with her, but sometimes it's like I saying, these moments when you're just coming and dropping her off, it's like, yeah, and now what? You know, I was up in something, now I have to stop doing this because I have to focus on her. And it's like, okay, how do we figure this out? And it's getting slightly stressful. And then I see you like running around and answering on the tablet, and it's like, yeah, but was that really necessary now? I was up in something as well here.
Every minute, every second I can.
So like for me, I was like maybe sitting and eating for an example, and suddenly I have a baby in my arms and you're running around and like blah 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 into the tablet, and it's like, yeah, but I was sitting and eating, so now I need to stop eating because you wanted to do three stories about something. So it is like for me it's not really fitting, you know.
Yeah, that's also so frustrating for me. That's also a big point, because I have not enough time for Instagram, not as much time as I want or need for the things I want to talk about, and often I have to do it quickly. It has to be so quick, and yeah, that's annoying me as f, like really badly. And I get high up and I start to fight with everyone and everything around me, because I love doing it. I mean, it's not just a hobby, it's you know. And I get so frustrated when people around me don't see that it just takes like 15 to 45 seconds or a minute. And yeah, that's
Yeah,
pissing me off.
but normally this 45 seconds to a minute or whatever you said, you know, you're getting interrupted, it's kids talking in the background or screaming or it's a baby crying, and you know, it's just you have to do these stories. It's not just a minute that you have to spend, it's like 15 minutes when you're really looking
It's
behind the
true.
scenes,
Until
you
I
know.
have everything, yeah, then this 45 seconds can take up to 15 minutes.
Yeah, so it's just these things, you know, and that is why I don't think that you see, because you're thinking, oh, I'm just doing this fast, but in the end, it takes longer time and you suspecting it. And there is where we also have miscommunications with each other because, like I said earlier, you're saying, yeah, I use 5 minutes and then I'm running around with her for 2 hours.
Yeah.
But as I said, it's not a big problem for me, but sometimes it just feels very provocated because now I have to run around with her where I was up in something else, you know?
Yeah. Then now you know what we're fighting about.
I mean, we have more fights about other stuff, but this is kind of the main issues that we have with each other. I mean, we have a lot of other misunderstandings and communications and stuff like that that doesn't really work between us from time to time, but we work on everything day by day, you know. It's a new chapter, it's just a new day, it's just do the best of it.
Yeah. Try at least.
I mean, this morning was pretty chill, was just some misunderstandings between you and me, so you walked out of the room, was very upset, but everything was fine after that. Yesterday was a shit show in the fucking morning, sorry for my language. And the day before that in the evening was not that good either, so you see, like, it doesn't really matter what time it is.
No.
I mean, the day before yesterday, the morning was very good, but then in the evening was very stressful, and yesterday morning was shit, but yesterday evening was good, so... I mean, it depends on day, mood, everything, you know. You can't always wake up on the right side of the bed, you know.
No. Okay, liebe Leute. And now I continue in English. Now we did everything in English.
Yeah.
I hope you liked our podcast. Give it a hard thumbs up. Leave a comment. I don't know what you can do.
I mean, there is my first podcast. Yeah. Nadine has been on me for nearly 2 years now that I should do a podcast with her, but I never felt comfortable talking into a microphone.
Yeah, but it's okay, or
yeah, I can maybe do this more often. It depends if people like it or not.
So please respond so Alex continues so doing she
can
podcasts.
So she can force me sitting here and talking to you guys.
It's like therapy for us as well. We talk in a nice way to each other.
Maybe we should do a podcast, like you use the randomly podcast when we fight things and you guys can see how it is.
That would be so fun.
Or like we're hitting a camera and then like maybe record on the computer or something. It will be shit quality, but like in that moment I don't even think we would think that it's a camera filming us, and
no,
then
just go for each other.
And then in the end it will be fun to see who points out what and who says who started, because we're always blaming each other for that shit.
Yeah, oh, we don't give up on that.
She is always, you started, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. And I was like, no, you said this, and it's why I go for you. And it's like, no, blah, 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 you, and I was like, no, you.
It's always the other one who started.
I always used to say to her, it's 3 sides of the story. It's yours, it's mine, and then it's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to say it's never one person's fault that 2 fights either.
Yeah, and I say sometimes it is.
So, I wish you a good day, good evening, good morning, or wherever you are in the world, and have a continuously safe day.
Yeah, and we hear us next time, I hope, together with Alex again.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.